Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Mike and Kim Burge, and we're delighted you've invited us into your presence. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment if those times don't work. They have so many vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. Make sure you check them out this summer. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers as well. And you know what they have in common? They read the Tri-State Livestock News, because it's what ranchers read. And Kim, what do you have for the good stuff to start today?
I have a piece that is called Chocolate Sings, and I love chocolate, so I have to find out more about it.
Chocolate Sings.
Yeah, it sings. Okay. One day I had a date for lunch with friends. May, a little old blue-haired lady, about 80 years old, came along with them. All in all, a pleasant bunch. When the menus were presented, we ordered salads, sandwiches, and soups, except for May, who said, "Ice cream, please. 2 scoops, chocolate." I wasn't sure I heard my ears right, and the others were aghast, along with heated apple pie, May added, completely unabashed. We tried to act quite nonchalant, as if people did this all the time. But when our orders were brought out, I didn't enjoy mine. I couldn't take my eyes off May as her pie a la mode went down. The other ladies showed dismay. They ate their lunches silently, and they frowned. The next time I went out to eat, I called and invited May. I lunched on white meat tuna. She ordered a parfait. I smiled. She asked if she amused me. I answered, "Yes, you do. But also, you confuse me. How come you order rich desserts while I feel I must be sensible?" She laughed and said, with mirth, "I've tasted all that's possible. I try to eat the food I need and do the things I should. But life's so short, my friend. I hate missing out on something good." This year, I realized how old I was, and she grinned. "I've never been this old before. So before I die, I got to try those things that for years I had ignored. I hadn't smelled all the flowers yet. There were too many books I haven't read. There's more hot fudge sundaes to wolf down and kites to be flown overhead. There are many malls I haven't shopped. I've not laughed at all the jokes. I've missed a lot of Broadway hits and potato chips and Cokes. I want to wade again in water and feel ocean spray on my face. I want to sit in a country church once more and thank God for His grace. I want peanut butter every day spread on my morning toast. I want untimed long-distance calls to the folks I love the most. I haven't cried at all the movies yet or walked in the morning rain. I need to feel wind in my hair. I want to fall in love again. So if I choose to have dessert instead of having dinner, then should I die before nightfall, I'd say I died a winner. Because I missed out on nothing, I filled my heart's desire. I had that final chocolate mousse before my life expired. With that, I called the waitress over. "I've changed my mind," I said. "I want what she is having. Only add some more whipped cream."
There you go. Chocolate Sings.
Yeah, I got to go now because I'm going to go have a hot fudge sundae.
In the words of Samuel Goldwyn, enthusiasm is important. Enthusiasm is a wonderful word, but more, it is a wonderful feeling. It is a way of life. It is a magic spark that transforms being into living. It makes hard work easy and enjoyable. No person who is enthusiastic about his work has anything to fear from life. All the opportunities in the world, and they are as plentiful today as ever, despite what some people say, are waiting to be grasped by the people who are in love with what they are doing. I have found enthusiasm for work and life to be the most precious ingredient in any recipe for successful living. And the greatest feature of this ingredient is that it is available to everyone within himself. Enthusiasm is important, the words of Samuel Goldwyn.
Perry Shaw of Valentine sent us some word scrambles where they took one word and scrambled it into something else. We've shared a few of them, but here's even more. The earthquakes. When you rearrange the letters, you get that queer shake.
Huh.
And 11 plus 2, when you rearrange the letters, that's 12 plus 1.
We like to hear things like that. Keep them coming to us. Send them to KimHBurge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.